This is an intro. Intro, intro, intro.
Hustle and Flowchart with your boy,
my boy,
Matt Wolf,
and Joe Fit.
Hey!
Welcome back to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast, everybody.
Hello, hello. It's great to be back, and it's great to have you here
yeah.
in the studio with us, or in your ears.
We're not in the studio. If you're watching us on video, we're in some mysterious cityscape.
We're in your personal metaverse, wherever that might be for you. It might be in the park, down the street from your house. It could be finding yourself on the toilet. That's okay.
Why do you gotta go make it creepy?
It's not. It's your personal thing.
You're saying that we're in their personal metaverse.
Oh, geez.
And so you're saying that we're watching them on the toilet?
I did not say watching. That was your own doing. That was purely you.
It was implied that you're watching people on the toilet. That's what I got out of it.
No. Now you're just making it weird. But fun.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, your metaverse can be anything your mind thinks of.
That's true. That's true.
Isn't that the definition of the metaverse? I don't even know anymore.
Who knows? I think the metaverse is probably more digital than in your mind, but
that's probably accurate until Elon's involved. All right, moving on. So what are we doing today? We're back. So we're back. Hustle and Flowchart. We've done a lot this week, Matt, Mateo, and we're going to break it down for all y'all. We just launched a new show this week called LFG Live.
It's called Let's Fork and Go Live.
That's
LFG
right.
Live for short.
LFG. So we did a live stream there. We'll break down what the heck that is, what we're doing. And that's kind of, I feel like that's the first time we've been able to put what we've had in our mind, in our personal, not digital metaverses, but in our minds. We've been collabing on something for like nearly 6 months, it feels like. Five months?
Maybe we're in June now. And we started working on Hard Fork back in December. I mean, we officially kind of came together and became a company in January. So 6-7 months now we've been working on this. And like you said, like when we first came together 7 months ago, we kind of put together this vision, this idea of what we really wanted to see this business become. And then over the last 6 months, it kind of fluctuated and evolved. And we added in these elements and we removed these elements. And this team member was around and then they weren't. And then this team member was around and then they weren't. And there was all sorts of like evolution and change and tweaks to the business model. And here we are 6 months later. And we're kind of back to the original business model that we sat down and said, this is what we want to do from day one. So we're right back full circle to what we always planned on doing. And
it is. It's crazy. But yeah, if you're watching us, definitely go check us out on YouTube. If you're not there, subscribe, hit the bell, leave a comment, tell us that you're hanging around. That's where we're also doing the live streams for LFG Live. And those are every 2 weeks. Basically, it's like the beginning or end of the month and then like halfway through. So right around there. And everything that Matt said is like, we've been working on this thing since December. Mm. And now we're here, you know, we're all under one roof and all with Buffalo included. He's been on the podcast. He's our partner in this crazy thing we're putting together. And Hard Fork has like, it's done this like kind of started off small, ballooned out, tried a bunch of stuff, and now is kind of pruned into the three of us.
Yep.
And we're doing some other cool things in the works. We have a crazy roadmap with what we're taking Hard Fork or where we're taking it. Yeah, man, it's fun. And then we're doing all these giveaways. We're doing different things to kind of excite people in the community and hopefully y'all listening and watching us right now. Because, you know, it's kind of a new model we're playing with, but we're also giving out a lot of cool things from the companies we're working with and partnering with, you know, in the kind of the play to earn or the play and earn, move to earn, whatever space, you know, this whole crypto thing we're doing, Matt. So I don't know. Where do we go here? Do you want to dive into what we're doing at Hard Fork and the model, or you want to break down some of that stream, or even better, the whitelist?
Yeah, if you go to hardfork.gg/whitelist, that's where you can actually join our new engage to earn model that we're doing here, where by being on that mailing list, you can actually earn free NFTs, free crypto tokens from us, all sorts of cool stuff. You're going to get on whitelist for NFT drops. We're going to be doing a lot of cool stuff for people that are on that whitelist. And all you got to do is go to hardfork.gg/whitelist to get on it. It's going to ask for 4 things, your email address, your Ethereum address, and we'll link you up to a video where you can get access to, where you can learn how to set up an Ethereum address if you don't know already. Mm. And we also ask you for your Twitter ID and your Discord ID. And then we're going to kind of interact with you and engage with you. And the more you engage back with us and our community and what we're up to, the more likely you are to earn NFTs and stuff like that. But right now, it's still such a small kind of group of people. We're building what we're calling the Alpha 100. So right now we're doing it for 100 people. And it's such a small group that if you get on our list right now, you're very, very likely that if you follow the directions, you're going to get these free NFTs right now.
For sure. We have a whole plan here, but the point is go to hardfork.gg/whitelist and follow the couple steps there that Matt walks you through. So that's a big part of that. If you go check out the LFG live stream we did, that's on our channel here. That thing, we had so many different giveaways. We were spinning the wheel, little virtual giveaway wheel, and we had the people that were on there live. We were giving away a ton of cars, some rev racing cars, and kind of showing off how to do that and playing tournaments live. It was cool. Like, we've had this idea of what we're putting together at Hard Fork with the three of us. And throughout all these months, we've been assembling the pieces. And finally, now there's a show that we're going to bring together, in like a mixture of interviews, playing games live, talking about the latest things that we should all be knowing about. If you're interested or in the metaverse or, you know, crypto space, building or investing, playing, whatever it is, that's kind of the idea, is that we want to be that resource and make it fun all at the same time, like a variety show, like SNL meets late night.
Meets Mr. Beast with this new model. Yeah, just you hang out with us, you engage with us, you share on Twitter, you get into the Discord and interact with us, you watch our YouTube videos, you do that kind of stuff. And we're just going to keep on hooking up people with NFTs. You know, we're building this community as a marketing platform, essentially, where these game companies, they need help with reach, they need help with marketing. Gamers, they want NFTs to go play with, and we want to grow our audience so that we could land bigger and bigger brand deals. So we're creating this win-win-win with this engage to earn, where we get you these NFTs to go play with, you in turn go market the games, you share on Twitter, YouTube, stuff like that, help market the game, and then we grow our audience as well in the mix, which helps us land bigger and bigger deals, creating this bigger and bigger snowball. And the way LFG Lives, Let's Fork and Go Live, fits into all of this is every other week for right now. Eventually we're gonna actually probably ramp it up to once a week, but every other week right now we're gonna do these big variety shows like Joe was saying, and we're just gonna give away NFTs on stream. If you're communicating with us, if you're chatting in the stream, we're gonna do contests, we're gonna do game shows where you answer questions, we're gonna do all sorts of cool stuff on those streams. And you just show up on the stream, there's a good chance you're gonna walk away with NFTs and tokens, especially in these early days while the audience isn't that big over there yet. So you get in with us early, you're gonna get hooked up early. So lots of cool stuff going on behind the scenes. And you know, circling back around to what we the very first of this conversation was, we've kind of done the thing that we set out to do, you know, 6-7 months ago. That was our original kind of concept. What we're building now, this LFG Live is kind of that. These live events that are like these variety shows where we each kind of have our own segments where we jump in and talk, we roll some videos, we comment on the videos, we play some games, we do some interviews throughout the show. Like, this variety show was the original plan. When we sat down with Buffalo, when Joe and I really started to go into this crypto rabbit hole and decide we wanted to start making content around crypto, like, this was the game plan, was making shows like this LFG Live. So this is our first live stream that we did, you know, last week as of the release date of this episode. That live stream was really the coming together of like, this was the original vision.
Yeah, definitely recommend you go check out the stream, and you're going to start to see, you know, as a lot of you have listened to this podcast for a long time, a lot of y'all are probably new, but I know we have a lot of folks that have stayed with us for years, and some of y'all are it's cool because a lot of the builders and the people that see what we've been talking about or kind of learning a little bit on the side, you know, like, there's just so many interesting projects and ways to get involved in the building side of Web3 or crypto blockchain technology. I mean, we're just like nerds. I can't believe this is like what we get to do, but we've created this cool content platform, but we're also thinking of technology and we're talking with people to help us build that technology right now. And there's designers we're chatting with, folks that we're going to share with you very soon. And you probably have heard of them on this podcast. Designers who and smart copywriters who are bringing that skill set over into the Web3 space and crushing it. And we're working with these folks, and it's just really cool to see how there's so many opportunities for marketers, for designers, for all of us, and a lot of us listening in on this podcast. There's just so many opportunities, and that's where we want to actually give you a lot more of the behind the scenes of not only what we're building, but the things we're learning from the players, the people in this industry who are building this industry, investing in this industry, and just way deeper down the rabbit hole than even we are. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we're pretty damn deep now. So I feel like we can hold a decent conversation, or at least ask the right questions now. But what we want to do, Matt and I, is to hop on these shows more often, just the two of us, and kind of dissect a little bit more of what we're doing so you're clued in. Because we get a lot of those questions in the Discord, and rightly so. And you should definitely join us in the Discord. But the way to do that is go to hardfork.gg/whitelist. Go there, because that is where you're going to find us. We actually have a Discord that's a lot more focused on this show and this brand. And that's where you're going to get, of course, all the giveaways. Point being is we want to tap you into more of the behind the scenes and then make sure that you're clued in with us. We're going to reward you for engaging and helping us spread the word of this show, Hustle and Flowchart, but also LFG Live, any of the, any cool thing you can think of. You know, there's so many ways that we want to include you in us engineering growth for the Hard Fork brand, because we know it's going to benefit a ton of folks. And it's kind of like this weird time where no one knows what the hell they're doing really in Web3 and blockchain, because there's, everyone's building and they're testing ideas and they're getting a lot of money funded if it's an, it, you know, interesting idea with legs. So all that to say is you're going to hear more from us and other influencer types and folks, thought leaders, mainly on this show. And then LFG is going to get more into like the weeds for like gaming and stuff like that.
Yeah. And as far as this podcast goes too, you're probably going to see, well, not probably, I know this is kind of what we're planning on doing with this podcast, is a lot of the game breakdown episodes that you've seen us do over the last several weeks. A lot of those types of episodes, you're going to see them kind of be more on the LFG Live side. So what you're going to get from LFG Live is that sort of variety show where we're going to do some game breakdowns. We're going to do some shorter interviews with maybe some of the people that are developing the games and talk to them about what makes their game different. Try to get some alpha, try to get you some insider information from these guys in a legal way, because, you know, they're you're getting it, so it's not technically insider. We're going to try to get you early information. We're going to try to get you that early alpha information, right? And so that type of stuff is going to be on LFG Live. What you're going to expect from Hustle and Flowchart moving forward is more episodes like this, where we don't even bring on a guest. We're just going to kind of show you behind the scenes, talk to you about what's going on with Hard Fork and some of the stuff experimenting with and where the opportunities lie. And then we're going to bring in more thought leaders in the space. We're going to bring in the people that are really kind of, they really have an understanding from a deep level. We're going to bring in the influencers in the space, the people that are, I don't know, the KOLs, as they call them, right? The key opinion leaders of the space. We're going to bring some of those people on, but you're going to get a lot more of Joe and I just kind of chatting what we're seeing in the industry and behind the scenes. We did that a couple of weeks ago. That episode was one of our most popular episodes recently, and a lot of people said they really, really enjoyed that. So you're going to get more of just Joe and I chatting about what's going on in the space, what's going on in Hard Fork, what we're seeing, some of the cool stuff we're experimenting with. And you're going to get some more of those thought leader interviews. And then LFG Live, we're going to do those game breakdowns, and we're going to get you that alpha, and we're going to tell you, talk about the latest news and do some little skits. And we've got some really fun things planned. Think, you know, Saturday Night Live-esque type stuff that we're going to do on
that
show.
It's going to be fun, y'all. So again, hardfork.gg/whitelist gets you all those details of what we're doing. Okay, I want to move on, because like we could talk all day on what we're doing and what we're planning. I think the best thing is stick with the podcast, go to LFG, subscribe everywhere, make sure you're clued in, check out the emails, because no doubt we're giving you way more than, we're going Mr. Beast mode. And if you know Mr. Beast, we've talked a lot about him. He gives away a lot of stuff for subscribers and kind of incentivizes that stuff. That's really, he's a lot of influence, obvi. I think he's a pretty damn smart creator. So keep a lookout, you know what to do. And I think that transitions us into, Matt, into kind of talking about how there's all these ways to earn in crypto. Like, this is where it gets fascinating, and where we wanted to create more of these episodes to speak with folks that might not be totally like switched into crypto, or maybe not know the place to start. Maybe you're feeling a little fear because the markets, you're here and it's like a bloodbath, you know, and it is for a lot of folks. You know, it's just a bear market right now. And but at the same time, we're super excited because there's so many things you can do right now in crypto. Even if you're not a builder, you can use some new business models that we want to outline here and tell you how that works, and kind of give you as a business owner an idea of like, here's what I can do in this space right now, or at least start building towards.
Yeah. And in crypto, there's a lot of opportunities. And we're going to break down a lot of the opportunities over coming episodes. And we've got all sorts of stuff planned. But this episode, I think we're going to speak a little bit to the ones that are like, okay, well, where's the sort of business opportunities in crypto? Where can I go? And if I put money in right now, I'm setting myself up to earn long-term, but I can also actually earn an income fairly passively. And there's this concept that you've probably heard us talk about a handful of times on the show. It's the concept of guilds. We had Peter Ng on. We talked about guilds with Peter Ng. We had Bryson on. We talked with him about them. We had Kagi on. We've had a whole bunch of guests where we've talked about guilds, but we haven't actually done an episode that was just Joe and I dedicated to explaining what guilds are, explaining how guilds make money, explaining the opportunity. And we want to sort of expand some minds here with this concept of guilds, because I don't think we've totally done the best job of breaking down, like, here's why you should be excited about this concept right here. And that's what I think this episode's going to do. We're going to really kind of dive in and really go deep on this guild concept and why it's such a big opportunity and why it excites us. And yeah, we're just going to dig in on this.
We are digging in.
But I do want to step back for a minute and kind of give a real sort of high level explanation of what a guild is, and see if I could sort of solidify it in people's minds, because I don't think it's super clear yet. So basically, imagine a video game where you can go and own an asset in the video game. So let's say it's a video game where you play as a character and you move around this world as this character in the game. And by moving around the world as this character, you can actually earn like in-game tokens, let's say. Let's say it's like you're playing in the sandbox and you can earn sand token, for instance. So you can own these NFTs, and by playing these NFT with these NFTs in the games, the NFTs earn tokens, which can then be cashed out for real money. Now, what happens if you own these NFTs, but you don't have time to play the games? Well, then these NFTs are sitting idle and you're not making money off of these NFTs. So what guilds do is they go and buy up a whole bunch of these NFTs that are in-game NFTs that you can play inside, and then they lend them out to people. Right. So they'll go and find gamers all over the world that want to go and play these games, but they can't afford the NFTs. So you take these players, you let them use your NFTs, they go and play, and then whatever rewards you make from the game, you split. So the owner of the NFT gets a percentage, and the player who you lent the NFTs to get a percentage. So now you've got this thing that's, think of it like digital real estate, right? In a real estate deal, you can go and spend money to buy a house. And let's say you've got multiple houses, so you're not using this house. You can let somebody rent that house from you, and they actually pay your mortgage essentially by renting that house from you. It's the same idea with these NFTs, these in-game NFTs. You can go and buy these NFTs, lend them to other people. Those people will go play with them inside of the game, and then you split the earnings that they make inside of the game. And you can decide however you want to split it. You could give them 20, you could keep 80, you could give them 80, you could keep 20, you can go 50-50. However you want to do it, you can make those deals with people to go and play these games on your behalf. And what a guild is when you start to do that with multiple members, and they call them scholars in a guild. So if you hear us using that term scholar, that's what that means. Those are the people that are borrowing NFTs and going and playing with those NFTs, right? So that's essentially what a guild is. And when we talk to guys like Peter Ng, and they talk about like macro guilds, well, a macro guild is a guild that, let's say, has 500 people that are all playing with your assets. A micro guild is a company that has 10 assets and 10 people going and playing with them. And then you have that whole spectrum in between. And that's really the big kind of concept that we want to hit home with guilds, and why we've talked about it so much, is it gives you the opportunity to go and buy NFT assets. These NFT assets will possibly appreciate in value. They are assets that you can get capital gains, and they'll appreciate in value over time. But also you can let other people use those and earn while they're using them. And it just opens up all sorts of opportunities worldwide for people to help make income in lesser developed countries, because now they can't afford the NFTs, but they have the time to go play with them. And it opens up a whole world here. Like this guild concept really kind of came about from this game, Axie Infinity. Axie Infinity was the first game that people really started taking these assets, these NFTs, and started lending them out to people. They started creating logins where these scholars could go and log in on their behalf. And you can still do this to this day. You can go and buy Axies for the game Axie Infinity, and you can set up scholars and have them start playing right now. There's all sorts of YouTube videos. Maybe that's a video that we'll make in the future on our YouTube channel, is a video about how to actually go and do a scholarship program, go create your own guild on something like Axie Infinity. And then you've got games like Pagaxie, they actually have a built-in lending mechanism. So if you just own the horses, you can log into Pagaxie, and there's a button that just says, lend out my horse. You click it, you can either plug in somebody else's wallet and lend it directly to anybody you want, or you can say, just find somebody for me who wants to play with the horse, and it'll just find somebody to lend it to, and they'll go and race, and you'll get your percentage back. Cyball is another game that under our guild, we did a lot with. There's a lot of guilds out there. Cyball is another one where they just have the built-in lending mechanism built right in. Axie Infinity to this day is still probably the most popular, but they do have a tool. Blockchain Space, they have a tool called Kaizen, K-A-I-Z-E-N. And Kaizen is their management tool. So the fact that Pagaxie has like built-in scholarship management over there, well, if you use a tool like Kaizen, that kind of gives you that same functionality for a game like Axie Infinity. So if you're interested in looking into running a guild for Axie Infinity, you can look into that Kaizen app, and that'll get you pretty close to a platform that does a lot of the lending out for you.
Yeah, Kaizen is, it kind of manages, I guess, all the dashboards of things. So with guilds, I guess to bring it back, Matt, is to like relate it to all the stuff, like where we're at right now in the market. This is, I think, going to come into more popularity over time. Yeah, and right now it's starting with games, and Axie kind of kicked off the model. The blockchain allows you to do a lot of this stuff where you can do the lending and track it on the blockchain and look at records. And lend assets is the big piece, is not needing to transfer that, but you can split the profits, mm-hmm. however which way, or split anything else that's, you know, that you might be splitting, you know, who knows, because it's kind of like creativity galore here. But tooling is going to be made, and you know, blockchain space with Kaizen is making this for the biggest solution right now, rightly so, because they have the most amount of users. But then when you go to, you know, Matt mentioned PegAxie is a game that has their own marketplace to do the lending. You can go there and purchase one of their NFT horses and or Pegasuses, Pegasi, and lend them out that way, and you can split the earnings.
Yeah, well, you're mentioning the state of the market too, and like the state of the market right now is everything's kind of low. NFTs are cheap, but also Ethereum and Solana and Polygon and a lot of the platforms that a lot of this stuff is being built on, those are also cheap. So you can get into the tokens to buy the assets cheap, and also the assets are cheap right now. We are in a bear market, but we're looking into the future. This is obviously not financial advice. We don't give financial advice, but you know, these NFTs right now, we're looking at buying up more and more of these NFTs because they're so inexpensive right now in this bear market that when the market turns around, a lot of these assets are going to grow in value again. And also the gamers are going to come in and want to borrow them from you more often. And so right now is actually a really, really smart time to be paying attention to it. The bear market is when you can get in cheap. And a year from now, people are going to be kicking themselves going, man, I could have gotten in on this NFT project at this price. You know, you look at Bored Ape Yacht Club and everybody has FOMO going, oh man, I wish I got into that 2 years ago. Well, a lot of these gaming projects, this is that time that you're going to look back at it and go, damn it, I wish I got into that gaming project 2 years ago because they were so cheap back then. And yeah, they get that capital gains and you get that lending rewards, that earnings split that you get by lending them out with a guild. And, you know, it's a great time to make those investments, in my opinion. We're looking into it, but, you know, obviously this stuff can all go to zero as well. So I want to make sure that I'm not telling you this is any sort of financial advice. You never really know for sure.
All right, so guilds, they have a lot of power, and I think it's one of these cool business models now that you probably grasp the idea of what a guild is and how it applies here. Think about the implications of NFTs and guilds now, because I think the narrative is like a lot of people know what NFTs are, at least have an idea of it. But a lot of folks are still thinking, maybe yourself, they're thinking just JPEGs, the Bored Apes, the punks, the whatever, the moon birds, the crypto dick butts, you know, all the fun ones out there. But, you know, when it comes to NFTs, there's obviously a ton of different utilities you could stack behind an image because that image is loaded with a bunch of metadata and all these smart contracts that link in other things, other tech, other websites, other communities, give you access to games, all the above. And obviously you can earn within some of these mechanisms. So if it's a game, you know, you can earn through doing whatever in the game. And that's where the beauty of a guild comes in, is if you own an NFT, maybe just one of them or a bunch of them, you can actually kind of house those within these mechanisms that you were explaining, Matt, that are guild like. PegAxie is one of them that Matt mentioned. Well, they actually have a marketplace on their website. And this is a lending, you can buy through here too, but this is actually a renting or lending marketplace. And you could see, you know, we're actually viewing it as if we were a scholar, someone who is going to do the renting from someone else. But you could see the split here is 50-50. There's 40 to the person, 60% to the owner of the NFT. You kind of get the idea. You can make your own splits. And there's these other ones. There's another game, Cyball, that has the ability. There's one called Thetan Arena. And they have built-in marketplaces, which make it easy so you don't have to use all the tech or build the tech, but the tech's coming. But the point being here is you can own a bunch of NFTs, and the idea is that you can now start leasing them out, lending them out on a one-to-one basis, or maybe with a mechanism like this on a one-to-many kind of basis. And the cool thing is that this, it's so early right now. So this guild model, it's not really known by so many folks because it hasn't spread around the globe. And we're going to get into how it's helping so many people around the globe in different countries, but it's so early. It's almost like laying the tracks for what will come, because there's a lot of ways outside of just gaming that you can earn using NFTs and this whole mechanism. There's a move to earn is like a new thing. Instead of play to earn, there's move to earn. And you might have heard this has actually been hitting the news a little bit more, but it's called Step In. But they have a rental system as part of their NFTs. So, you know, if you maybe you own a handful of these, you want to use one, but, you know, you want to lend out the rest. They actually have the ability to do that right inside their in-app marketplace. And you can see this might actually be set, but it's 30% to the renter, 70% to the owner in this case. We can just see the market. You know, this is kind of your standard marketplace, and this gives you an idea of where things are headed. And this isn't necessarily, it is a game. It's gamifying moving. So if you can just imagine how, okay, if you own an asset and you might be thinking like the business model of a guild, like Matt was saying, then you can apply it in so many different ways. you know, we're all crafty people thinking of different ways to earn and leverage assets and help each other out. Well, this is why we wanted to bring this up, and how NFTs really, you know, it's almost like we're trying to expand your mind a little bit from what just NFTs can be and are, to like, okay, now you can actually scale this out if you thought of it as more of a business venture and business model in the space.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, one of the big sort of prevailing theories from people that don't really know about NFTs much, a lot of the people that are outside looking at NFTs think of NFTs as like these JPEGs, and you see a lot of this, but it looks fungible to me. I can just copy and paste it. I can grab it now. I've got this NFT, right? And, you know, some people even understand the concept that, you know, maybe there's like a community element around it or something, right? Like maybe I could get access to like a special community. And I think some people even grasp that concept a little bit, that like, okay, maybe I own this image and hopefully the price goes up. And then some people think, okay, I own this image, it gets me access to this members area, this software, this event, stuff like that. People could kind of understand that level. And I think what really excites us about Guilds is it really starts to show even additional value to owning these assets. You can actually own these assets, and with these assets that you own, you can now go and lend them out and actually earn money, like a rental income on these assets, where they're earning for you. They get to keep a piece of it for the time they spend. You get to keep a piece of it for the risk of you investing in these NFTs. And now you can start to see how these NFTs are more than just JPEGs. These are assets that have real world value that other people would even want to borrow off of you. And that's why we're so excited about Guilds and the NFT space in gaming, as you start to see these industries pop up. And that's, I think that's a really, really exciting concept that I don't think we can drive home enough, is that these aren't JPEGs that are just like, hey, hope number goes up on my monkey picture. No, there's more to it with a lot of these assets, especially in the gaming space.
Yeah, man. So we're excited. I feel like it's very early days for this model, but that this is where it's perfect time for you to really grasp what this is. It's you don't want to miss the trend on it, of like how NFTs, they boomed last year. And not saying that Guilds are the next boom or anything like that. That's not the point. But it's almost to understand this business model and where things can go. Maybe give it a handful of months. You know, it's not gonna be overnight. But there's all these different builders right now. We said we're in a bear market in crypto. And it's also the time where new technologies are coming out very quickly, like the move to earn thing. That's just within this year, but really the last few months has really showed up on scene. But already Guilds are attaching to that model because they could see where that can go and how it integrates with games. And the cool thing is that it also helps with onboarding into crypto. Mm-hmm. It's a big education experience. A lot of these guilds actually layer in education for folks who are the one maybe using these assets, the gamers, the movers. You know, the guild owners are the ones, and not all guilds are like this, but you know, we chatted with Peter Ng on the podcast, and definitely recommend you pop over to that episode after this one, because I think you'll understand a lot more of the gravité of guilds and the way that, I guess, that we can see guilds, because Peter, he runs blockchain space. We actually just met with him the other day up in LA. It was really cool, and we learned a lot of insights. The guy is tracking 24,000 play to earn guilds. So it's mainly around the gaming space. That's 2 million people. I mean, that's a ton of data he's gathering. And he was actually telling us, you know, it's Southeast Asia is in the Philippines is where he's at specifically, but Southeast Asia is really where the boom of these guilds have kicked off. It's also getting bigger in India. And then in Venezuela is actually what he was telling us, you know, South America and Latin America, these are the regions of the world that are starting to adapt to this business model. And it's mainly because of the earning potential. And if you think about how this impacts people around the world, and I think this is what lights Matt and I up, because we're actively seeing how this is helping people around the world right now get into a whole different financial realm for themselves. And they happen to be doing it through games. Axie Infinity has proved that already with something like, it's just a ton of active users. I forget the number, Matt. I don't know if you remember. Sure.
I think it's in the biggest. Hundreds of thousands, maybe millions. I don't know.
I want to say 2 million, but I think that's too high. I think it's 200,000, but that also could be too high. Yeah. Don't take our number. But if you want numbers,
everything we've just said for the last 30 seconds.
But definitely like blockchain space, they are holding, they have all these insights to guild. There's a bunch of data. I'm trying to look at some of this data as it's a ton here. But if you're curious, just go to blockchainspace.asia and you'll find the insights. But the point being is that there's a ton of people who are using gaming right now, but they're also using it to not only earn and maybe get out of a job that was not conducive to their lifestyle. They can be with their family more. They can work at home, work and play, you know, at home. But also they're able to get loans. They're able to now have this banking system in a way, because their transactions and their earnings are being tracked through software like blockchain spaces, Kaizen, and other things. There's a bunch of other tech being built out right now that can track, you know, lending. And the cool thing is that these folks don't need to earn a ton of money to make a massive impact in their lives. And that's what Peter was making a big point here is, you know, maybe we're in a bear market and maybe some of these games haven't quite taken off. But, you know, in the Philippines, he was saying, you know, they're happy to make about $2 a day. That's going to be game changing for them in their lives. And that opens up so many other things, like potentially taking out loans for themselves that they didn't have access to because they didn't have a bank to track a lot of things. And obviously, these are blanket statements, but these are kind of like the general consensuses after analyzing data. He said Venezuela, what was it, 25 cents a day. It's much lower, but that's why there's starting to be more of a boom in guilds out there. So around the world, you kind of start seeing these pockets. I heard India is starting to pick up as well. Not sure if Peter's tracking those data, but it's interesting.
I think that really just kind of speaks as well to just, you know, how early we really are in this space, because like you said, like you look at someone in the Philippines, and in the Philippines, you know, maybe if they're making $2 to $5 a day, they're in a good spot where they live in the Philippines, and that's enough to get them through the day, and they're happy making that kind of money. And when we're in a bear market with all this crypto stuff, you know, it starts, you know, maybe $2 to $5 a day starts to get more and more tough, or maybe they're earning less from these games, and so it doesn't make very much sense for them to keep on playing all the time to earn less. And so in these bear markets, it's tough. But then you look at countries like Venezuela that have just been completely destroyed by like all the inflation. And in some of those countries, maybe 25 to 50 cents a day is enough to get by. And that's what you're happy earning. And some of these games right now, you can earn that, even though it's less than what you used to be able to earn, you can still earn that kind of money in some of these games right now. And so because of that, some of these other developing countries that haven't been exposed to play to earn, once they get exposed to it, and they can learn to earn, you know, a few bucks a day, and maybe they only need 50 cents a day, but they're learning to earn $2 to $5 a day in games like Axie, and games like Pagaxie, and games like Thetan Arena, some of these other games where they can borrow these assets and they can earn that $2 to $5 a day. Now they're living much better than they did before these games came in. And some of these countries haven't even been exposed to this yet. And I think that just really speaks to how early we are. Once some of these games end up in some of these more developing nations, you know, especially on mobile, because, you know, a lot of these countries, they may not have access to computers, but they still seem to have access to mobile phones and stuff like that. So as it rolls out on mobile, some of these other developing countries, I really think you're going to see start to thrive and gravitate to play to earn gaming. And we're going to see a flood of new assets and new games hit the market, and new markets that we can lend our assets to if we own these assets. So super, super early. And I think that's what makes it so exciting. And we're propping up where, you know, these concepts are helping these other nations, these people that otherwise have very, very little means to create a good income for themselves. We're helping them create that income, right? Like by owning these assets and saying, sure, you can just work with our assets for free. That is super beneficial to their lifestyle. And it's really something that I think helps a lot of these communities.
Yeah, it does, man. I mean, this is where we get excited, because I think we're seeing the picture kind of play out in real time, or everything build out right now, but we're seeing where the puck is going. Mm. Yeah, and you haven't used that term in a while, Matt.
I haven't, no.
So
no.
I brought it back for you. You're welcome. So, I mean, that's where...
It's because we're already where the puck is going, Joe. That's why.
It does feel that way. Yeah, so we see the future. So that was the whole reason of why we wanted to introduce this concept of guilds to you, because you probably haven't gone down the rabbit hole like we have, especially not in the gaming space. Not a lot of people have, is what we're realizing, but there's some cool-ass tech being built. There's a shit ton of money, and I will say shit ton with a... without the BBB piece, because I'm talking billions of dollars being pumped in. There's a new fund, $4.5 billion by Andreessen Horowitz, and they have A16Z is their crypto fund or their sector. Check it out. I mean, this is literally within the last few weeks. They have a massive, a total of $7 billion investment just for that one company alone. They raised that much. And that's to fund gaming, metaverse, creators, building out this tech, communities, monetization. And there's a reason why this is happening. And there's actually a really good link. Maybe we'll post it in the show notes. But they're talking about how, like, this is what happens with technology. There's these cycles, like 10-ish years, specifically computing technology upgrades to, like, a whole new level. This happened with internet, you know, and all these, you know, Web 2 with social media and kind of that integration. And then you know, you have mobile stuff. I mean, there's all these, like, different pieces. And with Web 3... this is the phase that they're saying. They're like, this is the next wave of technology and communities being built and money being made and changes, people changing the way they work and live. That's why I think we're so bullish on this, and we see a lot of the dots starting to connect. And I think this would be valuable for a lot of folks you listening, if you haven't really dove into some of this, or maybe you haven't followed us a little closer on the crypto side of things. So that's why you gotta go over and join the Hard Fork list. If you go to hardfork.gg/whitelist, that's why we're pumping this thing, because we're trying to champion the Web3 narrative. We're trying to connect it to you who've been listening to us maybe for a long time, watching what we're doing and wondering why the hell did we just ditch out on a lot of the marketing stuff that we were doing for so long. It's because we're over here exploring this craziness and seeing where the technology is and still doing the marketing fun stuff, of course. So if this is at all interesting to you, I definitely suggest going over there, because we're doing a lot, like the show we mentioned, LFG Live. I mean, it highlights a lot of this stuff a lot deeper than where we probably will take it here in some cases.
For sure, for sure. And if like this concept of guilds really clicked with you like it did with us, and you haven't listened to our episodes with Peter Ng from Blockchain Space, you haven't listened to our episodes with Brendan from Avocado Guild, or Justin Kahn, you know, or Bryson even, if you go back and listen to some of those episodes where we bring up these concept of guilds, I really think you're going to dig some of those episodes, because we really, really break it down and deep dive with some of those guys on these episodes. Rich Robinson's another great one to tune into. I think, you know, once you understand the concept of guilds, you'll go back and hear those episodes in a completely different light.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, check it out. They're on Evergreen Profits. Also, if you go to hardforkgaming.com, you're going to see a learn tab on top. So if you want to actually deep dive into some of these, maybe see the videos or the faces attached to some of these businesses. Yeah, you have Peter Ng over here. You know, we broke down things with our buddy Ivan Santana about NFTs and launching them. Bryson is a huge play to earn gamer. He actually just got picked up by Vayner Sports, Gary Vaynerchuk's whole line of things that they're building out inside of the crypto space. I mean, like, you know, if you've been following Gary V for a while, love him or hate him, I mean, the dude's got his eyes where the puck's going. So there's a reason why he's going heavy in this space, but go check it out. These episodes, a lot of folks probably feel lost in some cases because we dive right in. So you're going to expect more of these episodes from Matt and I, where we're digging in a little bit more of the details, connecting the dots for you, because we're just seeing that not everyone does that in this space. So hopefully we're helping you out in that and you're interested.
We have that whole engage to earn model that we talked about for a minute. And, you know, one of the things about doing this engage to earn model and having the ability to give all these NFTs to people for free who listen to our show, who engage on places like Twitter and YouTube and our Discord with us, we give these NFTs away, and that gets people onboarded and trying these games and learning how to actually play and earn. And you know what? If you have some of these, like right now, we've been giving away these Rev Racing cars. We've been giving away for free just to people who interact on our various channels, our YouTube, our Twitter, our podcast, our email list, etc. We're just giving people NFTs. We're throwing them around like we're just giving away free candy or something on Labor Day. Do they give away free candy on Labor Day? I don't know. Probably not something people do. But anyway, it's an analogy that you probably understand regardless. We're giving away these NFTs, which is going to get you into NFT gaming. If you want to lend these NFTs out and let somebody else play with them and split the earnings, you can totally do that. If you want to go sell these NFTs, you can totally do that too. If you want to just, you know, sit on them and hope number go up, do that as well. We're giving them to you. You can do whatever you want with them, but you got to be on our Hard Fork Gaming whitelist over at hardfork.gg/whitelist. If you're on that list, there's a very freaking good chance you're going to get some free NFTs thrown at you by us. And that'll get you into the gaming space and hopefully gilding and gaming and growing. And
I like that.
What's another G that I can use? Gaming, G-G-G. Gilding, growing, and gaining money.
Gaining things, yeah. Assets and money, probably. Yeah. Can't guarantee that because of obvious reasons, but yes.
So hardfork.gg/whitelist. Follow me. I am Matt R. Wolf on Twitter. Follow Joe. He is Joe Fear on Twitter. And follow our Hard Fork Gaming Twitter as well, because we share a lot of news and videos and cool clips. And hey, look, there's Joe showing us Twitter right now on screen. This is what Twitter looks like. But you haven't really seen Twitter until you've seen this Twitter, the Hard Fork Gaming Twitter, because this is the Twitteriest of Twitter accounts on Twitter. So make sure you're following at Hard Fork Gaming, at Joe Fear, at Matt R. Wolf. And
if you're not on Twitter, you're not getting most of the conversation. If you're clued in on, or if you're like interested in this space, you got to get on Twitter. This, we neglected it far too long. It's fun.
Fart.
Fart too long. We need a sound effect, but we don't have one yet.
We don't. All I have is this one.
Doesn't sound like a fart to me, Matt. But yeah, if they sounded that way, I'd be concerned.
It's a fart with a really, really tight butthole.
I think you need to go to urgent care. On that note, we're going to wrap this one up, and I'm going to go drive our buddy Matt over somewhere interesting. Oh, geez. Check it out. All right. Thank you very much. Get outside, y'all. Go have fun. See you next time.
Peace out.